A couple of days ago, we finished our look at extremes of speed with the faster reads. Now we're talking about the slower reads, as Simon and Garfunkel sang back in 1966 in the 59th Street Bridge song, "Slow down, you move too fast. You've got to make the morning last." Yeah? If you want to communicate an important point well, naturally, you may need to fight the urge for urgency. So here are some reasons. Five today, five tomorrow. The message you give off by slowing your talking. Slower speakers can be seen as slow-witted, overly thoughtful or lacking in confidence, or are so super confident and cool, they can go at their own speed. Despite what others may think, they may be thoughtful and considering every nuanced word in what they say. So again, you could be perceived as either slow or confident. But what's the image you want to give off with the context of your content? You may be perceived as tired, as though you're really bored with the topic, disinterested. And in the same way as excitement in the speaker could evoke excitement in the listener, the same goes for boredom as well, and a listener may just switch off. After all, don't you read a bedtime story to a toddler in a slow, quiet voice to get them to go to sleep? Slow reads signify seriousness, perhaps gravitas, perhaps in presenting a shocking piece of breaking news that listeners may not quite believe or have trouble taking in. Princess Diana has been seriously injured in a car crash in Paris. Slower readings are often used for quality brands. It suggests reassurance, stability, confidence, and luxury. Perhaps being used for commercials or voiceovers for brands like banks and jewellery, desirable cars, and so on. So there's five reasons that you may want to consider when talking more slowly. Is it appropriate for the context and the content of your communication? Got another five tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.